B-Pod Studios.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Hey, let's bring back Noah and his mom, Layla, on with the Manny, Roy, and the Ram Morning Show. When we first heard from Noah, he hadn't spoken to his mom in 8 years. He came out as gay, and she pretty much had nothing to do with him. She went cold. He found out that she was diagnosed with coronavirus, COVID-19, and he wanted to reach out, but we thought maybe we should kind of help mend the bridge.
And here's how that went. They spoke for the first time in 8 years.
Layla, your son Noah is back on the phone.
Hello?
Hello?
Noah.
Hi, Mom.
Hi. It's good to hear your voice.
Really?
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I'm okay. I mean, I'm better. I was pretty sick.
Okay, now we're back live with Noah and Layla.
And when we left you two, you did, Layla, evolve your way of thinking. You were so happy to hear from him, and you were catching up with your son.
Yes, we are. It's been wonderful. It's been so nice to see him. We've been talking online, video chatting, and I've met his partner, Michael, who is a real, real sweetheart. And it's just been the best. And I am really so glad that he didn't let any more time go by, because we have a lot to catch up on.
Yeah. This is wonderful. Yeah, at least it was only 8 years, not 20. You know.
Oh, my bad.
I mean, your son, your little boy Noah's growing a beard now, and he's got hair where you had no hair before.
Oh, it feels like 20 years.
It's so nice to see him and talk and be open to each other. It's a gift. Yeah.
One of the things that I can tell you guys is that you've been the talk of the radio station, and quite honestly, a lot of social circles, a lot of text messages and social media comments. And I think one of the things that was a common theme that I wanted to ask you, Layla, was what would you say to other parents right now who might be in your position now that you were in 8 years ago? I think it's so important to share the message of love. And not that I want to make you the spokesperson, but you're a mother who went through this in front of all of our eyes, has transformed. What would you say?
Yeah, I made a mistake, and I let my opinions take over my heart, I guess is the best way to say that. Mm-hmm. And mom shouldn't do that. A dad, you know, we're family. And we're blood, and I do love my son, and I never stopped loving my son, but what I did wrong was I stopped letting him know that I still loved him. So
right.
I guess I would just say, you know, put all those pride things and all of those ideas that you have aside for a minute and try to put yourself in your child's shoes, and how scary it must have been for that child to tell you these things that you may not want to hear, but hear them and open your heart. And even if you have to, you know, take a minute to get it together.
Sure, you can't expect people to immediately agree with it, you know.
But be supportive, I think, is important too.
And don't take 8 years.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, don't do what I did.
Yeah.
Don't be Layla.
No.
That was really well said,
it's wonderful that you and Noah are now talking.
Noah, will you go to her window and take a picture of it and put your hands up so that we could go viral on Cosmo and E about how we made this fantastic? Come on, we could use the publicity, right? Come on, guys.
Oh, come on.
It has a lot of potential. It does.
All right. Well, go live your lives and stay in touch, though. It's an exciting story. It really is. In a dark time, well, doesn't have to be dark, but you know what I mean. In a negative time with so much negativity going around, what an amazing story. I still can't believe it.
Thanks so much for coming on, you guys. That was amazing.
Yeah. And thank you. Thank you so much for your part.
Yes. Yes, thank you, guys.
Mm, don't thank us. Well, you can thank us a little. I love that. I love everything that Layla, the mom, just said. Everything about how, imagine how difficult it must have been for Noah and how deaf she was to that. Like,
sure.
You know, it took a lot for Roy to come out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm sure it took a lot for Noah to come out. And then, luckily for you, the reaction wasn't the same as it was for Noah.
No, my parents were supportive.
Yeah, yeah, and not everybody gets that, as you
know. Not at all.
We even got a message. We posted on Instagram last night that we were going to get this update at the MRL show. Hopefully you guys are following us at the MRL show. We'll follow you back, by the way. Someone said, I'm a proud Catholic Republican, but before that, I'm a mother. And I cannot imagine my son revealing anything about himself to me that would not have that would have me not in his life. This actually breaks my heart.
Mm. Aww.
And unfortunately, a lot of times we let religion and political lines murky the way we should be thinking
right
about family.
Yeah.
And I think Layla and Noah, I'd love to play it again later on in the show, because I think that was an amazing, amazing moment that was wrapped up nicely. So.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.